Welcome to the My Crazy Office podcast with the authors of Working With You Is Killing Me, Working For You Isn't Working For Me, and Mean Girls at Work, Kathy Elster and Catherine Crowley. They're committed to creating world peace, one crazy office at a time. And now, here are Kathy and Catherine.
Hey everyone, I'm Kathy Elster.
And I'm Catherine Crowley, and welcome to My Crazy Office.
So today we're going to discuss a delicate subject. We're never afraid to go there. What do you do when your boss or your coworker feels threatened by you?
Ooh.
This really happens. We start with a question from an employee who receives more positive attention than her boss at a professional conference. Yeah, and then pays for it later. Yeah, then we're going to talk about what to do when a coworker seems threatened by you.
Yeah, these are both really tough scenarios. I mean, it can be so challenging to work for or with someone who feels threatened by your success. I hope our listeners will send more questions like this to info@mycrazyoffice.co.
Yeah, Logan, let's go to the question.
I recently went to a conference where I gave a presentation with my boss on a program that we developed. I got extremely positive feedback during and after the presentation. My boss did not. When we were done presenting, there was a line of people waiting for me to ask questions and offer ideas while no one went to her.
Oh, my God.
On my way back from the conference, my boss said, "You are not the head of this project. I am." Then she walked away. Now she is acting very cold towards me.
What should I do?
That's really tough.
Yeah.
That's really tough. I wish I was there to see, was the boss that bad? Or, you know, did you really outshine?
Yeah.
Or maybe you just hit the right point. I don't know what happened there. But clearly, if the audience responded to you more than your boss,
yeah,
that's a smack in the face to the
it
boss.
It is. And actually, I recently worked with someone who was a performer by nature. And so when she went on the road with her boss, that was problematic because the boss would get nervous and she was completely comfortable. So it might be something like that.
Yeah, but whatever it is, it did not work well. Because if the boss is now being cold to her, she clearly, in the boss's mind, stepped out of, broke a boundary with her, which is she outshined her.
Yeah.
And, you know, many bosses don't like that. I mean, I imagine most. It would take a very grown-up boss who's maybe ready to retire to say...
Or who embezzled a lot of money and needs to get out of the company anyway.
Exactly.
For them to say, wow, good for you. Right. Yeah. Now I can go.
Thanks for stealing the spotlight.
Because now I know I can pass this on. Yeah.
Right.
So not that we're saying to play small or to avoid this. Because I think, you know, if you're good, you're good and you should be good.
Mm-hmm.
But there is a fine line. And I'm saying, you know, to the person that maybe had overstepped this boundary, there is a fine line, and maybe there were times when you should have passed the baton back to your boss.
Well, you may have enjoyed the attention a little too much.
Yeah, but it's hard to really know what happened.
Yes, it
here.
Is. It is.
What do you do now? What do you do now?
Well, I think a couple of things. First is that you internally, actually, you have to tell yourself you didn't actually do something wrong, though your boss may feel wronged. So I think that's important to take yourself out of the guilty penalty box as you approach the boss. And then the next thing is, and we often talk about this, Kathy, I think in both Working With You Is Killing Me and Working For You Isn't Working For Me, that when someone feels threatened, the important thing to do is to really recognize their expertise and recognize the fact that you couldn't have the success you have without all that they've taught you.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of truth to that, that it's always important to give them credit.
Mm-hmm.
But I think either you may have permanently damaged the relationship, or I don't know what is going to, it depends on the person. It really depends on your boss and if they can deal with that. But that's a great start is to...
Yeah, and I think the other part is that it's going to take some time for the boss's essentially hurt ego, heal if they're capable of healing in that way. And in the meantime, you might want to look for more ways to put the boss in the spotlight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would imagine that you may get punished. You know, you may not be able to go to these conferences for a while. And then you'll, you know, you need to find other conferences that you can go to that are in the industry that maybe, you know, your boss won't care.
Yeah.
Because you have something.
You do.
And you don't, you know, you know, do you pay your dues? I think if you really like your job, it's worth it. You learned a really big lesson that when you're sharing a podium with someone in a higher authority than you, you don't take the spotlight.
Right.
You know, you
right.
Yeah, and I think that's the lesson. And it may have been accidental. It may not have been your intention to do it, but that's what happened.
Yeah, I was going to say the next time around. I mean, here's something that I'm wondering, Kathy, because you're usually very good at like cleaning up the aftermath. Do you go to do you go to the boss and say, I'm sorry for what happened?
Immediately.
Yeah, and then you say, going forward, I'm going to make sure next time you speak that you get the proper attention, respect that you deserve, something like that.
Well, I think what you want to do is you want to go to the boss and say, I am so sorry. I don't know how that happened. Mm-hmm. Can we just process that and talk it through? And your boss may have a couple of things to say.
Yeah.
Like, you should have passed the baton on to me 4 times, but you spoke for me.
Yeah.
Or I don't know what the boss is going to say, but you know, they have feelings, and I think it's worth seeing if the boss is willing to talk that through with you.
Right.
And make up for it.
Right. Yeah.
And they may make some really valid points that you weren't able to see.
Right. That's right. That's right.
In your presentation.
That's right. In the moment you didn't
see it. Right, in the
moment. The other thing is, I think if you are as skilled a public speaker as it seems you are, you could help your boss probably become a better public speaker.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think so. Yeah. I mean, this could turn out okay, and it could be a problem. Mm-hmm. It's difficult to know, but take the steps to, don't run from it. I think people that, you know, we'll just put that on, you know, under the carpet. It didn't really happen, and I'll just see what happens. You know, it's best to address it.
Yeah.
And see if you can move beyond it with this person.
Yeah.
It's different when it's a coworker, which we're going to get to in the second segment.
Yeah.
But this is someone who's in a higher authority than you. So they are in a position to fire you.
Yes.
Or, you know, give you a performance improvement plan. So,
or keep you down in some way.
Hold you back.
Hold you back. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we're saying a few things here. One is, I'm saying it's not your fault. You didn't do something terribly wrong, but something happened that needs to be addressed.
Mm-hmm.
Right. That's so. Second, as you're recommending, you go to the boss and talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say, and just say, I want to process what happened.
Mm-hmm.
I feel badly about it. Let's talk about it. And then you are open to receiving that feedback. And then the third is, going forward, you look for ways to set your boss up to succeed in a big way in that same kind of forum.
Yeah, I would. You know, it's very possible also your boss will just say, no, I don't want to talk about it. You know, like, it may take a week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And give your boss that room and say, okay, please, when you are ready, I really want to process this with you, because this was not my intention.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I love that. When you're ready is a good one to, you know, to
that
great
works when you're dating as well.
With my husband.
Right. All right. So listen, we're going to take a quick commercial break. And if you have any further comments or thoughts on this topic, please tweet us at AskK2. That's ASKK, the number 2.
If you want to get on our email list as well, you can text us at 22828 and type in My Crazy Office. That's all one word, 22828, My Crazy Office. And you can also follow us on Instagram at My Crazy Office. We'll be right back.
Want to be a hot shot in your new job? Do you have a fancy new suit, but you're tired of wearing it to the same old office? Aren't you bored of staring out the window at Starbucks, wondering what happened to your dream career? If you answered yes to any of the above, stop what you're doing and give K-Squared a call. I mean it. K-Squared Executive Coaching will help you accomplish your career objectives and help you navigate the obstacles holding your career hostage. Simply go to our website, ksquaredenterprises.com, to learn more about our executive coaching and how we can help you. Come on, go ahead. You can do it. And now, back to our show.
Welcome back, everyone. We thought we'd spend the second segment of our show talking about, what if your coworker seems threatened by you. So we just talked about the boss, which, yeah, as we said, you know, you're in shaky territory with your boss. You don't really want to threaten your boss because they're in a position to,
yeah,
get rid of you. But a coworker is very, very different. And it's not uncommon for a coworker to feel threatened by you if you, I don't know, you maybe shine in certain areas that they don't.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Or you have a lot of attention by the manager, or you appear to be the manager's pet.
Yeah, and right. What I wanted to say about that is the thing about someone feeling threatened by you is usually they also feel very competitive towards you. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so if you sense that someone is competitive with you, I would say, Trust
your instinct.
Trust your instinct on that, yeah. Mm-hmm. Because if that's the case, then also they will feel threatened by your success and your job is then to give them room again, right? I mean, I worked with someone who was very threatened by me, and we kept getting into these power struggles, mm-hmm, together, right? Mm-hmm. We'd go, and funny, it was public presentations. We'd go and we'd present for the Peace Corps, mm-hmm, in these public forums, and literally it felt like she was trying to rustle me off of the stage. Uh-huh. So eventually I just said, you know, you do this. You're an expert in this area, mm-hmm, so I want you to cover it. And I played much more of a supporting role, mm-hmm, and then tried not to travel with her.
Yeah, but I do think that defense is always the best once you sense someone is threatened by you. And look, if you're good at work, it's going to happen.
Yes. Yeah.
Is to just say, let them have it. Let them shine.
Yeah.
Give them that moment. And then, yeah, go find somewhere else to play. Mm-hmm. Because there's nothing you can do. If somebody is emotionally threatened by you, that's not going to go away,
right,
by,
right,
anything you say or do.
And it can feel very unfair.
It is unfair.
Right. But I've actually, several of my clients actually have experienced where they have someone kind of step in front of them or say insulting things to them in public, all because they feel threatened. And my clients will say, I don't understand. What did I do to this person? Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. Because that's part of it, what it feels like.
You didn't do, you just were.
How dare you,
right,
be?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, to me, you're doing a good job if you're threatening people. And, mm-hmm, some managers like that because they use you, you know, as the person that motivates others, because sometimes,
right,
that will happen. But, ugh, I also, yeah, feel that...
the worst.
Well, you also can get attacked, I think,
right,
because they want to knock you down, so you may get blamed for things you didn't do.
Right.
They might badmouth you.
Right.
So there's that really concerns me. I don't always see it. Like, you were good. I don't always see it. And then I get all of a sudden turn around and realize, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
They just stabbed me in the back.
Right.
Right. So they're nice to you.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a special kind of threatened
I just
person.
Don't pick it up, I think. I just, yeah, don't pick, uh-huh, that up.
Yeah.
What about
too busy working.
I just
too busy working
because
and focusing
I don't usually feel threatened by others.
Right.
So I don't think about that.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You're not easily threatened either.
I'm not, but you know, I have some history of being I'm getting psychological, but in my family there were four of us and there was a lot of competition for attention, and if, mm-hmm, one person got it, the other one sort of lost. Mm-hmm. So I have a history of knowing what that feels like. So I pick it up very quickly if I feel it at work.
Right. Cuz it's hard to fall back too. I'd say wouldn't most people want to fight back?
Yeah, yeah, that's what happens. You, yeah, get into it. That's what I first did. Was I,
right,
was like,
right,
get up. You know, I felt.
Let,
like,
me present this, yeah, portion.
Shut up. Just shut up.
Right.
It's my turn.
Right, exactly.
Oh, my God. I was the only girl on the baby. I got all the attention. So I don't think. That's so funny. So I didn't have that orientation.
Yeah.
But I think my brothers were threatened by me, but I never really cared, mm, because they were so much older. And,
right,
they were,
right,
boys. And I'm like, get over yourselves. But, yeah, I have to tell you, many years later, they still bring it up.
Yeah, that you got all the attention.
They bring it up all the time. And,
yeah,
I'm like, you know, you're seniors now.
Right. Right.
You can let
We're
that
beyond
go.
Beyond that.
Have you ever experienced someone feeling threatened by you?
No, like? Not really. And if I have, I think I'm of the same vein as Kathy, yeah, is that I just...
You don't tune into it.
Notice.
Yeah.
I'm very bad at picking up stuff like that.
Yeah.
People
have to
tell me such and such feels this way, and I'm, yeah, usually shocked.
Yeah. Me too. So we probably get in a little more trouble because we don't always, mm-hmm, know what's happening.
Right. Right.
So you may relate to that. I find, mm-hmm, out when it's too late.
Right.
Right. Too late to remedy or, yeah.
Yeah. And I don't ever set out intentionally,
right,
to threaten anyone because I don't, I don't get any pleasure out of that. That doesn't interest me. But yet, so that's the interesting thing about this is there are people that do set out to do
it. Right, there are. But there are also people who are preset as, we talk about the chip, that kind of thing. Mm. They have an attitude of someone's going to try to outshine me. Like they're waiting for the person to come.
Yeah, they have an orientation of unfairness.
Yeah, to be in competition with. So,
so they tend to be threatened by everybody, right?
Ding, ding.
Yeah.
And the newest person will be the greatest threat and the biggest star. I mean, I know your experience when you were with, which was the company that told you to stop working so hard?
Oh, Wrangler Jeans.
Wrangler Jeans, right? You were an amazing worker, and the company itself said,
"You're threatening people.
Back off. Mm-hmm.
Don't work so hard. You're threatening people." They put that in writing.
Wow.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. Okay. All right. So, this is a reality.
Yes.
This is very real. I mean, you're going to have coworkers that are going to be threatened by you.
Yeah.
It's a form of flattery, and also it's watch your back.
It's exactly, watch your back. And also, I would say give them attention. You know, give them attention, give them credit, respect their expertise. It may not necessarily alleviate the feelings of threat, but at least you're saying, okay, I get it. You need, obviously, to stand in the limelight in some fashion.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right, that's it. So join us next time for another My Crazy Office podcast. Tweet us your stories to AskK2, follow us on Instagram, review us on iTunes, and don't forget to send your questions to info@mycrazyoffice.co.
My Crazy Office is produced in New York City at K Squared Studios. Stay crazy.